So the accelerated chambers are actually really cool. It is kind of like a time machine. So we are able to manipulate temperature and humidity to speed up expiration. So for example, most of our accelerated chambers are at 40 Celsius and 75% humidity. And so if we put products in there like powders or capsules or anything, if you leave it in there for about 3 months, it simulates 1 year of expiration.
Welcome back to Lab Talk, your one-stop shop for diving deep into the fascinating world of analytical science. I'm your host, Christopher Loke.
And I'm Jeremy Lewis. Today, we're excited to welcome a guest who plays a vital role behind the scenes at ARL, Partnership Stability Coordinator, Austin Wall. Austin has a Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and brings a wealth of knowledge and hands-on experience to the table.
Austin, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you just start off by telling us what you do?
Sure, yeah, thanks for having me. So I am our Stability Study Coordinator here at ARL. When people ask me what I do and I tell them that, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So basically, I help our partners and companies establish shelf life for their products. So everything you see at the store, everything you buy has a finite lifespan. And so that's what I do. I help people figure that out and keep their products safe.
That's awesome. Will you tell us a little bit about your background? What was your path to coming to ARL? And then how did you kind of move into stabilities?
Sure. So I studied microbiology at BYU. I graduated and really wasn't planning on going to school any further. I was kind of done with school. So I was looking for a job kind of in this field. And actually, my wife found this job online.
Oh, wow.
And signed me up, and it looks like she did a good job because I got hired. Yeah.
Nice. And then when you came to ARL, did you start with instabilities, or what was your first introductory role here at Analytical Resource Labs? And then, yeah, just tell me a little bit about that.
I did. So at that point in ARL, about 3 years ago, who was doing stabilities became really busy with their other tasks, so they hired me on as like the new stability coordinator. I hadn't really had one before to just focus on that. And so that's how I started. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, for stability testing, why don't you share with us how important it is in this industry? I know that it is like expiration date verification. But, you know, a lot of people say things don't really expire. How serious is the expiration date, the stability testing and all kinds of stuff like that?
It's definitely more serious than most people realize. We do a lot of testing at ARL, hundreds of samples a day, but that is mostly what's called routine testing. It's a snapshot in time of what that product's looking like, if there's any microbe growth, what the percentage of vitamins are, but it doesn't tell you what it's going to look like tomorrow. So with stability studies, we're testing your product over time. We are also speeding up time with our accelerated chambers to provide data that helps our partners know how good their product is and for how long. So basically, like I said, most products we see at the store, online, they don't last forever. They go bad, they smell bad, they look bad. And more importantly, probably, is the FDA and other auditors like that. They do care. And if you don't have data supporting a shelf life or an expiration date, I've seen many companies have their products taken off Amazon. They've had to recall because they didn't go through the proper steps because they didn't think it would matter. And it's not if the FDA or an auditor will come after you, it's when. So it will happen. So you don't want to risk it.
Wow. That's very interesting. When you talk about like accelerated time that with whatever chamber that we have, it feels like there is some kind of a time machine here. And I'm very interested because, you know, I'm a time machine guy. I love time traveling. So tell us, how do these products time travel?
So the accelerated chambers are actually really cool. It is kind of like a time machine. So we are able to manipulate temperature and humidity to speed up expiration. So for example, most of our accelerated chambers are at 40 Celsius and 75% humidity. And so if we put products in there like powders or capsules or anything, if you leave it in there for about 3 months, it simulates 1 year of expiration. So after those 3 months, we can pull the product out, run some micro tests, some heavy metals, any assays, and those results will basically signify what the product is probably going to look like in a year, which is really cool, and it helps our partners and companies start selling products quickly, because most stability studies, like the real-time studies, take years, but people don't have time to wait to start selling their product. So running an accelerated study alongside a real-time study lets you get quick data to support your products and start selling immediately.
As a partner, I mean, and I would imagine that it would be tempting to, when you describe this equipment, the chambers, it would be tempting to just take my product and put it in my garage and let it grow and then see, it's going to grow in 2 years.
That's a logical thing. What is preventing people from doing it themselves? Does it need some kind of certification, some kind of special equipment to provide that kind of humidity, accuracy, and stuff? And then probably how accurate that is, right?
That's exactly right. And that's something we run into frequently. We monitor the products under these conditions. These chambers are not cheap. They have sensors for temperature, humidity. We have cameras watching our chambers, and our certificates say and can assure that the samples we're testing have been in those conditions. And so you maybe could put samples or products in your garage where it's warmer, and you could say it's being accelerated. But how do you prove that to the FDA? Like, if they come to you and say, okay, this is accelerated, it has so-and-so shelf life, show us how. You can't. You really can't unless you have these things in certain conditions and that you can prove that. And that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm. So it's consistency and just a controlled environment.
Exactly.
Very controlled environment. I've got a question just from the point of view of like a manufacturer, just because I'm stupid like that, right? So does the expiration date come first? Let's say I manufacture canned foods. And do I put the expiration date first on that lot? Because, you know, I've got to print that label and submit and send one portion of a sample from a lot to you. But then it's already, the time is running, right? Because I have to send it out to sell these products. How does that work?
So the market changes and it's different everywhere, different countries, different states. The market fluctuates and it's different and it's always changing. So it's not something that we typically keep track of, those regulations of what you need to have and when. But I would say oftentimes a shelf life or expiration date isn't really put on the products as soon as a study starts or even when you get your first data point. I would say that it comes later, and that if for some reason the FDA or another auditor comes to you and says, hey, there's no expiration date on this, what are you doing? You then can show that you are currently performing studies, you have an accelerated study going with data, you have a real-time study going, which, kind of anecdote here, the real-time study is more important than the accelerated study. However, it just takes a long time.
Right.
So basically, you want to run both, and if you don't have an expiration date, like I said, at least you have data to show to someone that you are running testing currently.
And we do real-time testing as well?
Correct. The room we're in right now has many real-time studies, and some of these products have been here for years.
Okay, just so that everyone knows, we're sitting in this chamber. I guess it looks like a stock room with shelves and shelves of products, and it simulates real-time storage, right? Yes, that's something everybody should know.
Exactly. We have cameras in here. The door is supposed to stay locked at all times. It's temperature monitored. Mm-hmm. We've had products in here for years. We'll have products that will be in here for more years. And every few months, we'll take them out. We'll test them. We'll tell you how the micro is doing. We'll tell you if the vitamins are maintaining stable and send you results.
Has there been any products that have been sold to like maybe the department store or grocery stores that don't come with an expiration date?
That is a good question.
I mean, is it legal? I don't think so, right?
I feel like there's very few products that we ingest or put on our skin that would not have some kind of expiration date or that would not need some kind of shelf life.
Right.
At ARL, we test a lot of supplements, cosmetics, and basically I'd say 99% of the things that come through here should have shelf life studies done on them.
And we test a lot of things, so pretty much everything.
Everything should.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're risking your product and your brand.
Name one thing that you can think of that may not need or does not need an expiration date.
That's tough because I feel like everything does.
Like, you know, the other day I was buying Q-tips. I mean, it's Q-tips, but it does come with an expiration date. What does that mean?
I didn't know Q-tips had expiration.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I guess I saw one and it has some sort of expiration. I mean, like the Dentec flosser, the packet has an expiration date, but it's just floss.
I guess, yeah. Have you seen anything come in through the stability lab where you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know this needed an expiration date and yet it does. Have you seen any products like that?
That's interesting because honestly, I don't feel like I have, but that's probably because we mostly test cosmetics and food. I think with your example, the Q-tips, that's probably just to be safe on their end.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have a product that is being used on the body like that, it's probably in your best interest to test it and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to and being safe. Mm-hmm. I think to maybe go a little further with your question, there are some products that do tend to last longer than others. For example, powders do really well for many years, for a long time typically, versus like liquids. Liquids aren't as long-lasting.
I want you to help us demystify something.
Okay.
All right? This is kind of like household rumors and stuff like that. Everybody says, oh, canned food, for example. Whatever that's on the expiration date, there's one more. You can add one more year to it. Have you heard of that?
Like, I have.
Everyone's got their own rules.
So, like, it's okay. You know, technically, you can add one more year to it. They just put it there a year earlier. Now, tell me, is there any truth to it?
That's tough, and I think I've definitely heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, family, coworkers think the same thing. I think because of my time in running stability studies and watching things maybe not last very long, I am very partial to expiration dates. If it says it's expired, I'm not going to touch it. However, I think humans are pretty perceptive. If something looks bad, smells bad, maybe don't eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think use some common sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I want to kind of step away from the science and step into more of your role as a day-to-day community member. Having worked in a stability lab and been close with these products and monitored them, have you gained a greater appreciation when you are at the grocery store looking for products and you're recognizing these expiration dates or you're recognizing the proper, you know, from the side of a lab, the steps that are taking to make sure these products are safe? So have you gained a greater appreciation in your daily life when you interact with products and maybe speak to what's the grand purpose of stability testing?
I definitely have. And when I go to the store and I see products that we've tested, I think that's so cool that we were a part of that, that they did testing. There's shelf life data for that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate when the correct amount of testing is done on products versus is when it's not. And when I see products with a ton of vitamins or minerals, the amount of testing and effort, time, and money that went into testing that is just so awesome to see that companies are able to do that safely, correctly, then put it out in the market and watch it grow is just really cool.
Before I even joined the company, I have never heard of stability testing. Like,
You're not alone.
No, I thought that, you know, foods and everything that just have like, oh, food, 1 year, cosmetics, 2 years. You know, it's just like a kind of a standard thing. But now you understand that there, I mean, I do understand how everything comes along right now. Maybe you can kind of share with our audience, why is ARL the lab to send their products for stability testing? Why are we so good at doing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's because when you contact ARL, when you call us, you're speaking with a human. You're speaking with someone who cares and who knows how to help you. We also provide recommendations if someone has a stability. Honestly, a lot of times people know that they need a stability, but they don't know what that means. And so I talk to people every day who it's their first time doing this or they're not sure how to do it. And so we know how to get you started. We can tell you what testing we've seen recommended, what we usually see. And you're talking to me, it's not like a robot or anything like that. And so we can really get you started. We care about you and your products.
We care, and we do want people, our partners, to succeed. And that said, do you see anything in stability testing, the evolution of stability testing? Is there anything like this going forward? You know, any new changes or anticipating some new technology that makes it different or better? Basically, how is the evolution of stability testing? Is there one?
There is. And I think even in my few years here, it's become evident that stability testing is going to become more important over time and that it's something that is required and will be more required in the future. Like we've talked about, everything has its expiration date, even Q-tips, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's something that is going to be important just in the world going forward. And as far as changes and evolution, different parts of the world have different climates and humidities and temperatures. So something we're doing now is with our multiple chambers and any new chambers we acquire, we set those to different temperatures. So for example, in the US, it's pretty standard to stability test your accelerated samples at 40 Celsius, but in Malaysia, it's like 30 Celsius. Yeah. And in other places, it's like 20. And so we can really test and store your products based on what your intended market is.
Do we do these kind of special conditions for our partners?
We do. We, like I said, we mostly see 40 Celsius because that's like North America. Yeah. We have a chamber at 50 Celsius, which is really hot.
Yeah.
When I open that up, it burns my eyebrows off a little bit. But
is that something that the partner requests, or they'll just tell you what country they want to sell this product in and you would know exactly what to do?
Both. So oftentimes they will tell us what temperature they're looking for or where they want to sell, and then we know what to do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you know every single climate in the world.
I wish. We're getting there. I know the main ones.
Does climate change has anything to do with stability testing? I mean, some places are getting hotter, some places are getting more humid, and it probably is a cycle of life in the universe time, but does it affect stability testing in any way?
So when you run an accelerated study, you want it to simulate the temperature, the climate in the area of the world that it's going to be sold. So if you're in the Sahara Desert and you have toothpaste and it's being at a constant 120 degrees, mm-hmm. maybe you want to do an accelerated study at 50 Celsius. So if the climate yeah. changes in the world in any way, we can adjust that with different chambers.
And you check all the time, correct?
Yeah, we'll check as needed, for sure.
How about the places that have four seasons? How do you do that? Like there's winter that's very cold, and then there's summer that's very hot. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Totally. And I think most of the time the product is tested at a temperature where you'd expect it to be at. So even though it's like negative 20 some days, your toothpaste isn't at negative 20. It's in your house
right.
where it's like 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it's room, more like the room temperature around that area, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, Austin, you've like enlightened us with so much information.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I guess one last, if you were to provide a partner, say you're on the phone with a partner and they are on the fence of, okay, I don't know if I need stability testing or I don't know if I want to pick ARL. I mean, what would you say to them that would really convince them to say, hey, this is why you really need to do this for your product?
I think that question is probably the biggest question I encounter on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And it's, do I need a stability and what do I need to do? And I would say, first of all, call us, email. You can talk to me. You can talk to others who can answer your questions, who can help you. Because these things are kind of confusing. Not many people know about it or how it works. But I would say that for supplements, food, cosmetics, the main things we see that we test, you want a stability study. Some testing is better than nothing. And you will get audited someday. If you have a product out there on the market, someone will find you and ask you about it. And if you're not defending your label claims, your expiration, the safety of your product, it can really hurt you and your company. So stability studies are very important. Sometimes the price tag can be scary, but we can manipulate things. We can massage things to fit any budget, any goals, to at least give you some data and some results to work with.
Yeah, I just want to tell everyone who's listening that stability testing here at ARL is one of the most popular tests that we're doing here in our labs. So if you have any questions at all, just check out our services page, or as Austin says, call us and let us know how we can help.
Awesome. We appreciate this this interview with you, Austin. We're excited to see what's going to happen with stability over the next few years and how your role will change and how you will affect that. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Austin.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. Thank you.
That's a wrap on this episode of Lab Talk. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and learned something new about the exciting world of science and laboratory partnerships. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and delve deeper into the topics discussed, be sure to subscribe to Lab Talk on your favorite podcast platform. Share the knowledge with your colleagues and friends too.
Do you have any questions or suggestions for future Lab Talk topics? We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email at labtalk@yourqualitylab.com. And for more information about Analytical Resource Labs and the services we offer, visit our website at www.analyticalresource.com.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of Lab Talk.
Lab Talk is a production of Analytical Resource Labs, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. The music used in this episode is composed by Artie Sun.